This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And as we know, it's been a rainy start to 2021. The weather has been quite chilly and wet, and that is thanks to the northeast monsoon, which some are also calling, understandably, because of the dip in weather, the winter monsoon.
Yeah, I didn't know that it had an official name. I just thought it was time for us to eat steamboat and bring out our long unused winter clothes. But you know, over the weekend we did see this. It was quite significant. It was quite obvious, right? Many of us were feeling that it was colder, and temperatures around Klang Valley actually dropped to as low as 23 degrees Celsius, which is pretty low for us.
Yes, so 23 degrees Celsius here. I think up in the hills, people were saying things like 17 degrees. So basically, really large drops in temperature. And I think it's nice for some people who have been calling it sleeping in weather, steamboat weather, and who feel it's a nice break from the hot weather that we saw just a little while ago. But really, in other parts of the country, it's caused considerable damage.
Yes, there have been videos and tweets and posts surfacing of torrential rains that have led to landslides, to floods, to road damage. I mean, certainly even here in the Klang Valley, driving back after work, I often used to find it quite terrifying sometimes how severe some of the floods seemed. But in the East Coast, for instance, thousands of people have actually been forced to evacuate, you know, to temporary relief centres because of these floods. And Malay Mail, for instance, reported a bridge actually collapsing in Kampong Lechar in Pahang. There's a video on the article that captures a portion of this bridge actually crashing down into the river.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of those videos, there were quite a few making the rounds, right? I think I saw just a whole slew of them come in yesterday. So there was that bridge collapsing, which was really shocking. There are also the kinds of landslides that happen up in the hills when this sort of weather does occur. So Fraser's Hill, for instance. But it's not just there, right? I think even people who found their way out towards the islands, maybe for a bit of a chuti-chuti Malaysia situation at year end. The New Straits Times actually reported that tourists who are holidaying at Pulau Tengah have been forced to stay put because the Marine Department closed the Mersing Harbour simply because the seas were too rough. Is there anything in particular that's unusual? I find it interesting because we do know that this is monsoon season. I think what has been atypical has been the temperature primarily.
Yes, I mean, I think it's the weekend, I think, was one of the times when most of us felt it, not being able to wake up in the morning, for instance, or the fact that it was just gloomy or raining all the time. And really, depending on whether you're the kind of person who enjoys this or not, I think it can go either way. It's quite surprising to me that it's supposed to last till, I think they're saying, possibly till March, which is very unusual for this part of the world.
So let us know. I mean, how have you been finding the weather? I know it's a bit of an odd one, but we are talking about the weather today on the show because it's been unusual. So, have you been enjoying the lower temperature, especially because we can't travel anyway, so this is a little taste of winter, I suppose, here in our country. What has it been like for you? And also, how did you ring in the new year? Let us know. Was it a quiet one? Did you go out? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. As we said earlier, we are going to be speaking after this with Mohamed Helmi Abdullah, who is the Deputy Director General for Operations at the Malaysian Meteorological Department. So if you want to ask the Met Department anything, now is also the time. And keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:12 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And for our very first show of 2021, we're talking about the weather because I'm sorry. I feel as if it's almost like we're making fun of ourselves.
We've become the joke that we often make to others. But come on, like, this isn't usual weather for Malaysia. So why wouldn't we talk about it?
Yes. And as we said earlier, it's also kind of wreaking havoc in places that are unprepared for it. Also, places that you would normally expect to see disruptions from the monsoon. So I think we wanted to address that idea also, whether or not we're sufficiently prepared. In the meantime, though, let us know, how are you finding the weather? And also, how did you ring in the new year? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And now on the line with us is Mohamed Helmi Abdullah, the Deputy Director General for Operations at the Malaysian Meteorological Department. Helmi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Lynn and Shamila, for giving us the opportunity to share some information about the this monsoon season in Malaysia, which is a very popular topic nowadays.
Nice. So let's start with that then. I think most of us would have learned about the northeast monsoon in class from geography. Could you help refresh our knowledge and explain to us in layperson's terms what's actually going on right now?
The northeast monsoon season in Malaysia usually occurs between November and March every year. And it is during this time, the period of the year, when the Northern Hemisphere experiences winter. Okay, so Northern Hemisphere is currently in experiencing winter, the winter season. So when during winter, the Northern Hemisphere gets very cold, especially the land gets colder faster than the ocean. So temperature difference between the land and the ocean causes, it's similar to land and sea breezes, but it's a bit technical. Land and sea breezes, it's like a giant land sea breeze type of phenomenon, the northeast monsoon. As the land gets colder, the air above the land also gets very cold. And when it's very cold, high pressure builds up in the huge land mass of China in Siberia, because they have a huge land mass there. And when there's high pressure due to the cold air, if you remember physics, air flows out from high pressure areas towards lower pressure areas. So the monsoon is basically that the air flows out from the high pressure center in China and Siberia towards the lower pressure area, which is close to the equator. So our region is very close to the equator. So we get affected by the flow of cold air, which arrives in our country as northeasterly winds. So we have strong and noticeable winds during the outbreak of something known as cold surges. But the word or the term northeast monsoon is, it means that the winds in our region are blowing steadily from the northeasterly direction. Yeah, so that's the explanation. If it's a bit technical because we have to explain why the wind blows from the Siberian and China landmass towards our region, which is near the equator. So the winds flows out due to the differences in the air pressure.
Mm. So in that sense, then specifically when it comes to Malaysia, which areas tend to be affected the most?
Okay. As I mentioned earlier, the northeast monsoon season usually begins in November. Okay, so it began last November, the 11th of November 2020. So we have there are two phases to the northeast monsoon season. The first one is the so-called the wet phase. Okay, during the wet phase, which usually begins from November to December, and also from January till sometime around February. Okay, during the early phase of the monsoon, states like Kelantan, Terengganu, and Pahang are affected, which is between November to December. So from January this year, usually it affects the episodes of heavy rainfall. Usually affects Pahang, Johor, Sabah, and Sarawak. So that's the wet phase of the monsoon. And the second phase is usually starts in late January or February, and it affects the northern part of the country, the states of Kedah, for example, Pulau Pinang, Perlis, and also Kelantan are likely to be affected. And this second phase, dry weather can be expected. And of course, the sea can get quite rough because we have strong winds blowing, accompanied by the cold surges from outbreaks from the Siberia and China mainland towards our region. And during the outbreaks of the cold air, strong winds, northeasterly winds, will occur over our South China Sea. Sea and also Sulu Sea in Sabah, and strong winds and rough seas can occur during this outbreak. So we have heavy rainfall of the land, over the states, as I mentioned, and also you can also expect strong winds and rough seas over the ocean during this season. So those are the main concern or the main impact of to Malaysia.
So what I'm curious about is also the temperature, right? Are some years cooler than others? This year certainly feels it. And what determines that temperature?
The intensity of the monsoon, of course, varies from year to year. So so does the rainfall, the temperature. This is something which is known as normal variation or natural variability. If you can recall, in early 2015, the temperatures in some parts of the country were lower than normal. So that was because the air was dry, cold, dry air affected our country during the time. And also, during heavy rainfall episodes, for example, in the Klang Valley, recently we experienced rather lower temperatures, because the sky was cloudy throughout most of the day, even at night was cloudy. So temperatures naturally will be lower than if the sky were cloudless during the day. Because if there are a lot of clouds during the day, temperatures will be low. If there are no clouds, temperature will be higher because of the penetration of sunlight. So it's a normal variability. Some years, of course, will be cooler than others. This is it's a natural variability.
Mm. Besides the cooler weather, I mean, one of the things we've been seeing a lot are torrential rains, and as a result, huge floods as well, particularly in other parts of the country outside of the Klang Valley. And these are leading to road damage, to landslides. Typically, what steps do the authorities take to prepare for these?
Okay, before the start of the this monsoon season, every year, Malaysia will usually, we will prepare for it by, at the state, district, and also federal levels, we will deliver briefings, weather briefings on the preparation for the coming this monsoon season. And also, we will conduct something known as climate forum, which is during which we will invite the agencies from basically NADMA, the Department of Irrigation and Drainage, and also Malaysia, of course, to discuss about the their preparation and our preparation for the coming of this monsoon season. And also during the last year, we conducted a webinar because of the MCO. We were not able to. Usually, we'll conduct the climate forum outside of our department. We'll travel to states and conduct the forums outside of our department. This year we conducted it via, or last year we conducted it via webinar, and we discussed about the preparations, what are the preparations of the various agencies, and also the public were able to ask questions or to post queries to the panelists on any topic of interest, the preparations, what is in store for them during this northeast monsoon season. So our warnings usually issue 1 to 3 days in advance. So the disaster management authorities will have ample time to prepare for the impacts, to brace for the impacts of the heavy rainfall. So our warnings are issued 2 days in advance, and that's not just the weather warnings, and also the strong winds and rough seas warning are also issued a few days in advance. So they will give the authorities and also the public ample time to prepare for their activities. Because once we issue our warnings, for example, if we issue strong winds and rough seas warning for the our coastal sea, for example, the Kelantan, Terengganu, coastal waters, if there are strong winds and rough seas warnings in place or in, still in force, the public are really strongly advised to not venture out to the sea, because of the even fishermen are by right not allowed to go out to the sea because of the strong winds and rough seas will, of course, will have pose dangers to them. So we our warnings issued way in advance, a few days in advance. So this will give whoever's activities are affected, likely to be affected, ample time to make defer the activities or make training which ensure that the safety not compromised during this season.
So, Elmi, just in closing then, as you mentioned, with warnings, with everything said, where can people head to for more information on the weather if they want to know how it might affect their plans, their activities, things like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We always remind the public to always be prepared and to brace themselves for the impact of the heavy rainfall and also strong winds and rough seas. And they can get information from of the heavy rainfall and also the rough seas warning issued by Indonesia from various things. In fact, from our website, we are active on social media also. We have warnings available on Facebook or Instagram, Twitter as well. And that's another application, a mobile app, which is very useful, and I do encourage the public to make full use of it, which is known as My Cuaca. And My Cuaca is a mobile app which is accessible through the smartphones. And in My Cuaca, they'll be able to get the latest updates of the warnings, not just weather warnings, also information on earthquakes and tsunami warning if there are any. So, and last but not least, they can also contact us by our hotline. So our hotline is, because we operation, we are we operate 24/7. Our office is accessible throughout the day. Okay, so the public are free to contact our office any time of the day.
Helmi, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah.
That was Muhammad Helmi Abdullah, Deputy Director General for Operations at the Malaysian Meteorological Department, breaking down for us what is happening at the moment with the rain, with the drop in temperature, giving us just a lot of information. Again, I just wanted to say My Cuaca, right, was the app that Helmi mentioned. If you want to stay up to date, I think that might be the easiest way. In the meantime, let us know, how are you finding the temperature? How did you ring in the new year? It's our first show, so we're excited to hear from you. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.